So you've picked us something slightly different to read this month.
Yeah, I thought...
She's been daring.
So let's see how we go with that. It's not a novel. It's non-fiction, but it's what I'm calling a new genre called career memoir. But I don't know whether anybody else calls it that or whether I picked that up from somebody else. But it's... I think it might have been Henry Marsh who sort of started it off. He wrote Do No Harm, and he's a brain surgeon, and so he was looking back over his career and describing all the cases that he came across and how it made him feel, and it was just so beautifully written, but a real insight into his profession, the medical profession generally, and so well done that you actually felt, if I'd applied myself, I could have been a brain surgeon. You know, it was just so accessible. And I think there are a number of these sorts of books that have come up now, and I just think they're really quite clever. So I thought we'd try another one that I haven't actually read. There are a couple of that I have read, but this one is called This Is Going to Hurt, and it's by Adam Kay. And it's Secret Diaries of a Junior Doctor. That's how he subtitled it. And hopefully it is something that we can dip into as well as read as a complete narrative, but also something that we can chuckle about. He's I think he works as a comedian now. He left being a doctor some time ago and now has another job. But there's a lot of humour in this book, as well as some quite pointed references, I think. But because it's written as a diary, it means that we can dip into it and dip out of it. So it might be easier
so
for busy lives.
Chapter, yeah.
But also I think it'd be quite good for a holiday read because it's got some light bits in it. Anyway.
And you've dipped in and out just to yes. get a feel of it. And you said both times you chuckled.
Yes,
as well.
I was. Yes. So full of expectation for this.
And very topical, of course, because there's so much debate about the NHS at the moment.
That's right. Yeah. And I think he's got quite a few comments in that. Obviously, I haven't read enough to find out. But that's one of the aspects of the book is that he was prompted to write it because he saw the issues that doctors were facing, and he wanted to give a perspective from the coalface, if you like, as to what he'd experienced and also why he left, which is, you know, the sad thing about this book. He's no longer practicing as a doctor.
But he's just a clever man. If he can write, he can be a comedian and he can be a doctor. I mean, some people do get all the luck, don't they? All the abilities,
right, yeah,
as well. So This Is Going to Hurt, a memoir from Adam Kay, yeah?
That's right.